produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Today is Activism Day here on the Audio Stash. After breaking news, we'll hear an interview with Lauren Vasquez from Santa Barbara Normal. National Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, has a call to all stoner voters today. Music on the program features Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers from the Hempilation album. The Audio Stash kicks back with some great tunes every day. Karen Mallover takes us on a tour of a local Normal chapter and our weekly chapter profile. And we'll wrap things up today with a smile courtesy of Podshow.com. All here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Make sure you vote for us at Podcast Alley and other podcast directory services. Be a part of the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, it's news from Normal. Our news today from California. Privacy concerns worry dispensaries. Pot privacy concerns and police powers confronted the Kern County, California supervisors last week. Kern County Sheriff's Department deputies said that they need to regulate businesses that dispense marijuana legally under state law. They brought supervisors an ordinance that would impose zoning, permitting, and record-keeping rules on the dispensaries. Medical marijuana users and activists said the ordinance is an invasion of privacy and a tool for law enforcement to harass them. Supervisors said that they need more information and more public input before they decide that this ordinance is right for Kern County. Medical marijuana advocates' biggest problem was with the sections of proposed ordinance that require owners of medical marijuana dispensaries to keep detailed public records about their patients and turn them over to law enforcement at a moment's notice. Quote, "This would be a tool for the Sheriff's Department to cross the constitutional rights of patients," close quote, said Doug McAfee, president of the Bakersfield chapter of Normal. Americans for Safe Access said the collection and retention of patient and business records is unprecedented and unjustified. More information about this story on our website, normalaudiostash.com. Welcome to the Audio Stash here on this fine Monday. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've assembled another spectacular audio magazine for you today. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Visit norml.org. Let's get to our first segment today, an interview with Lauren Vasquez from Santa Barbara, California. Lauren is a dynamic activist, and here we talk about forming a campus Normal chapter and the community response to it. Welcome here to Normal's Daily Audio Stash today. Tell us about your experience starting up a campus chapter in California.
Starting a chapter was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. It wasn't something I planned on doing. I came to UC Santa Barbara as a transfer student, and there was a Normal chapter already here, but when I arrived, it hadn't been active for about 2 years. So I knew that drug policy reform was what I wanted to do, and I was all set on joining the chapter. Since the chapter wasn't there, I felt I had to restart it. And it was a lot of grassroots effort, basically just working to gain membership, because what I wanted to do, I couldn't do myself. I had to set goals to decide what it was I wanted to do with my chapter, and a campus chapter different than other chapters. You have a lot of support, but you also have a different audience than maybe community members. Students are always looking for some way to get involved, especially at the beginning of the school year. So we take advantage of the opportunities that the campus provides us. And also, there's some limitations, but that's a different story for later. I started just by tabling on campus several days a week, working to gather emails from students. And once I had enough emails, I started doing a weekly newsletter. And once that went out to enough people, about 60 people or so, I announced a weekly meeting. And that was the spring quarter of 2004. Yeah, so that was 2 years ago now. This is the end of spring quarter 2006. So we just finished the end of our second active year, and we just have meetings every week on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., and it's very accessible to students. It's on campus, and we also invite community members to come to our meetings. We allow everybody to come. But once we started having meetings, really, I had to try a lot of different things, really, to get the group going. I've never led a club before or even participated in any clubs before, so I really wasn't sure what I was doing, and I'd like to think that I did, but I realized that I was new to this, so I needed help, and I used a lot of the resources at the campus. There's people there that are there to help you out. Our associated students had a lot of students that were really willing to help me, and they helped us with one of our first successes, which was simply to have our associated students pass a resolution in support of repealing the Higher Education Act drug provision, denying students financial aid for drug convictions. And I really didn't have to do anything. I spoke to someone, and they wrote everything up for me and introduced it at the council meeting, and it was passed. So there's people there that are willing to help you out and show you the ropes and just take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, at first I had a lot of trouble getting people to do what I wanted them to do because it was exactly that. I wanted them to do what I wanted to do, and that's not really why people join an organization like Normal. Normal, it does have some limitations on the campus because a lot of students are very limited in their time and they have to choose their extracurricular activities wisely. And some might feel that if they put Normal down on a grad school application or a resume, it's not going to give them the benefits that a different organization would.
And what has that community response been, both on campus and around the city of Santa Barbara?
In Santa Barbara, we're lucky. It's a very progressive community, so we have a lot of support, not just among the citizens, but also among local government and officials, and it's really provided us with a lot of opportunities. I get a lot of support whenever we go out into the city. I work for Dr. David Behrman, who's the local medical cannabis physician, and you know, he goes to Normal conferences and speaks on these things. So we try to work together. We held the, we worked with Patients Out of Time to do the 4th International Cannabis Clinical Therapeutics Conference here in Santa Barbara last April. And we had a great response from the entire community. And really it helped to push the movement forward just a bit because we're reaching out to a broader audience. But we also have Sensible Santa Barbara doing our ballot measure here, lowest police priority, similar to Measure Z up in Oakland, and we're working with Mickey Norris on that. And we had to do a signature drive for that, and we were required to get 15% of the registered voters to sign, and we ended up getting about 27% of registered voters to sign our petition, and that is more than we'll need to get it to pass on the ballot. So we have overwhelming support. We had to do some polling for that ballot initiative, and we found that 75% of Santa Barbarans feel the war on drugs is a failure. So, you know, as a community, they're very progressive and very knowledgeable, and it's very supportive. We have the county card program for the medical patients. We were one of the first counties to implement that, and our mayor came and spoke at the conference, and even now at election time, drug policy has been an issue. In the sheriff's race, we raised questions. In the council race, we've raised the questions, and the government officials realize that they have to answer to the people, and this is what the people want. Fortunately, Santa Barbara provided me with a lot of opportunities. I didn't know that when I came here that it was going to be like this. I didn't realize I would have these opportunities, but fortunately, I was brought here, and it's really afforded Normal a way to move up quickly. We've been able to connect with community members and such as Dr. Behrman and different people in our organization who come to meetings, maybe not figures like Dr. Behrman, but just, you know, different aspects of the community, artists, musicians, but also we have students who want to do so many different things with their lives. Of course, you have the philosophers, but, you know, you get the scientists and the future lawyers, and you also get the Republicans, and in Santa Barbara, we have a few of them, but even they're knowledgeable of drug policy and the need for reform. Normal kind of has the position where we're friends with everybody, and everybody's friends with Normal, so when there's rallies against one side or the other, we kind of float in the middle where everybody loves Normal. Nobody needs to be against cannabis. Everybody's for it. And sometimes it's a good way to bring people together. We, you know, during elections, when Bush was reelected, there was quite a hectic rally on campus one day where the few Republicans were doing an anti-demonstration at the anti-Bush demonstration where there were many, many students, hundreds of students. And, you know, Normal was there right in the middle saying, no, we don't need to fight. We need peace, not war. And let's think about the issues and not just give ourselves a label and stick to that. All else. And cannabis is one of those things we need to support. So Santa Barbara has really, really been lucky. And I could say if I was somewhere else, I probably wouldn't have been so successful with our Normal chapter here. That's for sure.
Well, thanks for joining us here today, Lauren. And we hope to speak with you again here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Definitely. Thank you.
Links to Santa Barbara Normal are up at normalaudiostash.com. Next up today, some awesome stash music with Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers from the Hempilation album. No other podcast can offer this type of music, and here it is for you. Ziggy Marley from the Hempelation album here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. We'll also feature pod-safe independent artists later in the program found up at podshow.com. Next, we'll hear from National Normal's Executive Director, Alan St. Pierre, with a call to all stoner voters.
Calling all stoner voters. A heads up on this November's marijuana initiatives. This November marks the 10-year anniversary of the last cataclysmic change in American drug policy, the passage of California's Proposition 215, a voter initiative that has effectively come to challenge the federal government's attempt to deny qualified medical patients legal access to whole smoke marijuana and edibles. Today, 11 states have similar medical marijuana laws, with South Dakota likely to become the 12th state this fall. A cannabis cross-section of the country that covers almost 60 million Americans. Due in large part to the unique wording of Proposition 215, however, medical patients and caregivers in California have the most progressive and thereby the most far-reaching medical marijuana protections. Back in 1996, the big question for the general public was, is there such thing as medical marijuana? Today, the question in some California communities is, was my medical marijuana grown organically? Help celebrate the 10th anniversary of state medical marijuana laws and strike new blows for freedom by supporting and/or voting for marijuana law reform efforts in your city or state this election season. Colorado citizens will consider a marijuana depenalization initiative. Nevada has a marijuana legalization initiative on the ballot. New Jersey will sponsor hearings on medical marijuana legislation, and South Dakota will vote on medical marijuana initiative. There will also be a legislative effort in 2006 and 2007 to medicalize marijuana in Connecticut, Maine, Illinois, New York, and New Mexico. Decriminalization legislation is being considered in Massachusetts and Texas, and legalization legislation may be reintroduced in Vermont. In Ohio, at Governor Taft's request, the state may now seek to legislatively adopt sentencing reforms for drug offenders, meaning treatment over incarceration. At the federal level, Normal has been working with bipartisan members of Congress to get a federal decriminalization bill introduced that's similar to the decriminalization legislation frequently debated from 1976 to 1982. An effort that will pick up steam after the 2006 midterm elections if progressives make gains in Congress. So don't stand back this election cycle and wonder, what if? Get involved in the politics of pot and help us reform the marijuana laws for good. This is Alan St. Pierre, the Executive Director of Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C.
Don't have to be a millionaire out there, folks, to make a huge difference in America. Cast your vote. Get out there. Get involved. Let's wrap things up today with some pod-safe comedy from podshow.com. Every Monday needs a good smile.
People Radio Theater presents Holmes in 30 Seconds. Tonight's episode, The Engineer's Thumb. And go.
Holmes, let me introduce Mr. Victor Hatherley, a hydraulics engineer.
Allow me to introduce Watson. Your friend has lost a thumb to a meat cleaver.
Dash, Holmes, however did you deduce that?
Simple, Watson. The man is missing a thumb and is bleeding on my floor. Miss Hudson, a mop, please. Now, sir, I gather this adventure took place in Reading. There we will find a German coin counterfeiter with a gigantic metal press. Gents, let's away.
Well, Holmes, looks like they escaped.
Yes, and all they left is a burning house.
That's not all, Holmes, look.
A thumb. Dr. Watson, can it be reattached?
Oh, gosh, no, not in 1889, it can't.
Time.
So many men to choose, seems I can't lose in love, but can't find the perfect one. Started feeling bad, so much to do in this big city, but no money, what a pity. I visited a friend who lives in the Caribbean, and he just complained about being alone. Here he was surrounded by such beauty, thought how silly, 'cause I didn't want to go home. I looked at him and said, you don't know what you're not missing, just 'cause they're around. Please. Working for a lady lawyer, we're talking mega bucks. Wish I had a portion of her luck. She had a huge house in the country, successful, handsome hubby, horses and old money. I was her secretary's servant, living in my small apartment, wishing I could make it too. Her kid made me jealous, 'cause they traveled round the world, but none of them smiled. She'd complain about her parties and the clothes she had to wear. She'd make fun of all her cronies and their airs. She was always so afraid about who's and what she had, and I thought it wouldn't be so bad. The grass is always greener on the other side of your fence. Yes, I'm talking envy. Grass is green and so is envy. Want what I don't have quite bad. Hair is curly, make it straight, and then I hurry up and wait when I should be fashionably late. I do not own a car, I do not need one, but I want one, I don't care if it breaks down. 'Cause my feet get tired of walking, and my mouth gets tired of talking, and I feel like leaving town. Like being single, want a spouse, have an apartment, want a house, own a schnauzer, want a shepherd, sell the cat, I want a leopard. Feeling sleepy, need a break, but there's a party, it starts late. Feeling fat, but want some ice cream, want what you got or I'll scream. The grass is always greener on the other side of your fence. The grass is always greener, yes, we've all heard this before, but clichés are fun to say, so at the risk of being a bore, once more. Grass is always greener on the other side of your grass.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. That's a big round of applause for Tesla and his coils of fear. Next up on the old bill, back from their tour of the South Pacific, the Infantelli Brothers.
Tonight!
On this stage!
We are
going to
show you
a miraculous feat
of the likes
you have never seen!
Huzzah!
But first, allow us to introduce ourselves.
I am Giuseppe!
And I am Ian!
And we are
the Infantelli Brothers!
Ha! Now! In my hand, I hold a balloon.
He inflates the balloon.
I inflated the balloon.
Then he puts it in his teeth.
I put it in my teeth.
Then he stands way over there on the other side of the stage.
I stand way over here on the other side of the stage.
Now, in my hand, I hold a revolver.
A revolver.
He takes aim! And I shoot!
He shoots!
Eh! Oh dear. I've killed my brother again! You want to take me alive!
Well, I just got offline, and I'm feeling so fine. I must have had 30 or more emails from friends. Lord, where will it end? So much love from these folks I adore. Well, to be totally frank, a few were from banks offering great mortgage deals, and three, maybe four, were a little hardcore with a chance to enhance my appeal. But even with a little spam,
I thank God every day for this way to keep in touch with friends with so many things to say. Little known facts about unnatural acts, so much I never did know. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go. Email me some love now. Now tell me the truth, is anything so uncouth? Could a person be more of a mess than to chatter and such and say stay in touch, but don't have an email address?
Yes, Lord.
Now God clearly meant that an email be sent anytime that you have a thought. And if your inbox ain't scoured 5 or 6 times an hour, then you ain't doing all that you ought. How could I ever stay in touch without my ISP? To let my friends know I'm alive and to find out who loves me. I plumb forgot how to use the phone, and the mail is way too slow. Do they have email in heaven? If not, I don't want to go. No, if I can't log on at saintpedro.com, then I'm not sure that I want to go.
Some awesome pod-safe comedy from podshow.com here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. You heard from Peeper Radio Theater, Jim Terror, and Blue Number 9. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash. A growing truth about cannabis. A big thanks to Karen Mollover, Alan St. Pierre, and Lauren Vasquez for contributing to today's show. Thanks to Podshow.com for all the amazing pod-safe music and comedy. We feature the band Carne Cruda in our theme. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show and an archive of MP3s. Thanks to Red Aphid Interactive Media for the podcasting technology. We're back at 4:20 tomorrow. Host Chris Goldstein. Vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. Thanks for listening and see you at 4:20 tomorrow. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.